Do you believe in magic? I mean the kind of magic that happens when someone who is sick or sad gets a wonderful lift? I definitely believe in that kind of magic, because that day, in the hospital, I saw it myself. Before Fred the magician showed up, Mai was a sad, grumpy girl filled with pain. An hour later, Dr. Robinson came in and said, "Mai, you're transformed. I've never seen such a beautiful smile." Then Dr. Robinson suggested that we visit Mai in the afternoon the next day after her operation. "How do you feel, Mai?" Mom asked. "I'm okay. I'm not worried about the operation. But there is one thing. Can Fred come back afterward?" Mrs. Fisher tapped Fred on his shoulder. Then Fred did something that probably broke hospital rules. He barked. "Fred accepts," Mrs. Fisher said. Chapter 4. A Gift and a Great Idea. At the hospital on Monday, we strolled through the children's section while we waited for Mai to come back to her room. Fred gave about 35 sick kids a few moments of pure attention and love, and I thought he might actually wag that tail right off. He was patted and pulled and hugged, sometimes so roughly that I was worried, but Mrs. Fisher kept guiding him while speaking softly. He was amazing. Then two attendants finally brought Mai back. She looked tired and pale, but she gave us a brave smile. "Does your leg hurt?" I asked. "Yes," she said, "a lot." "Hey, Fred, come closer, boy."